Hi, and welcome to Super Mario Galaxy, our number one top first-party Wii game of all time. And in all honesty, this would be also our top first-party, or top Wii game, period. Part of the reason why we have the two lists is because we found that our top 10 list was like 8 first-party games and like 2 third-party games. It was pretty ridiculous. But anyway, I'm Neil Ronahan, and with me right now is Patrick Barnett, Zach Miller, and Tyler Olu. So we've got a roundabout cast of people who all love Super Mario Galaxy. Mm. Some of us here, which you might be able to figure out, like Galaxy 2 more. However, I'm not part of that. I guess just before I let you dudes talk, I will talk about my feelings on Galaxy, in which I love it, and it is very near the top of my favorite Wii games, more so than Galaxy 2. And part of that reason is it's not necessarily, like, I mean, I guess I can hear arguments for why Galaxy 2 is a better game, but to me, Galaxy 1 was a more important game, and it came at, like, a time where it just, like, hit the right spot for me. I wasn't even really planning on getting the game right when it came out. What happened was, I was in college at the time. Unlike a recent episode of Connectivity, I wasn't getting drunk with my friends. I did that a lot, but not in this case. Sitting around, I had a friend from out of town was visiting. It was me, Lauren, and him, and we were bored. And I was like, at Nintendo World Store tonight, there's a Super Mario Galaxy launch party. And we're like, well, we ain't got shit to do. So we went on a train. This is like 7 o'clock at night. So we got on a train, go to New York City. It's about, you know, hour and a half from where I went to school. And we got there, and we got online. We were, like, I think 80th or 90th or something like that. It was a hell of a fucking launch party. They had a Mario guy in a suit, like, breakdancing. They had a DJ. They gave out T-shirts. I don't think there was food. But they did have the ridiculous thing with people wearing backpacks with a TV on their head that you could play the game on.
Oh, my God.
Which was absurd. And they also had other demos of the game. But I was pretty staunch in not playing the game. I watched people play the demos, but I didn't want to play it because we were there to get the game. And this was also, mind you, in, you know, middle of November in on the northern northeast coast of New York City. It was cold as shit.
Sure.
So we ended up getting the game, and this was after midnight. And as some of you might know, trains stopped running in New York City to go back to New Jersey. So after we got the game, I was in a full sprint to the train station, basically making the last train by the skin of my teeth.
Nice.
And getting home. Didn't even play the game that night, went right to bed. But then I intended to let that game last for a while, and I basically played the shit out of it over the course of a couple days and skipped some classes. But yeah, I love that game so much, and it was a complete blast to play. Just a very, very wonderful experience. And now, Patrick, how do you feel about Galaxy 1?
Well, as you mentioned before, I'm probably more in the Galaxy 2 boat. But
Get off this show!
He's the snitch!
But I do have really fond memories of Galaxy 1. For sure, I was more excited for this game leading up to its launch than Galaxy 2.
Now, I don't want to make everyone feel old, but Patrick, how old were you? When, I mean, like, you don't need to give an exact age, but, like, high school, middle school?
Oh, God.
You can give an exact age. Nobody cares.
That would have been high school, yeah.
Okay.
My first year of high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was my second year of college.
I'm a youngin'. But the one thing that I really wanted to mention was the music in Galaxy 1. The fully orchestrated stuff, it was just gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially, I guess, right before we were recording, Tyler mentioned this, but the Gusty Garden Galaxy, that one stood out.
That's a great, great level.
Yeah. Just the music and the level design. It was just all great.
Yeah. So Zach, your feelings on Galaxy 1? Because you never even got Galaxy 2, right?
Never played it, baby.
Why?
Well, I want to someday. I really do. I just never got around to it. Maybe I'll get around to playing it once I beat Skyward Sword. Hey! Okay, Galaxy 1, I got it on day one, and I didn't consume it, but I played it little by little over the course of a few months, and I beat it with Mario, and I beat it with Luigi. I didn't get 120 stars with Luigi, because some of those stars are intensely hard with Luigi, because his physics are so different.
I would like to point out, I would like to point out that this is the only Mario game that I've gotten, or at least the only 3D Mario game that I've gotten all 120 stars in.
Oh, nice. Really? Yeah. The only one?
Yep.
I got them all in all the 3D Mario games.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't play much Sunshine. Mario 64, I'd get to like 100 and kind of crap out. Hmm. In Galaxy 2, I got to like 95, 100 and then stopped having fun.
My favorite stage in the game is the first Bowser level, just because it has a remixed music from the first Dark World in Mario 64.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's fond memories of Mario 64.
That's a lot of what I felt this game did very well, in that it paid homage to Mario 64, but at the same time, like, yeah, kind of set its own path.
Yeah.
And Galaxy 2 also did that, because they even had the throwback level. Yeah. And that's, I mean, just the Galaxy games in general did such a good job of making you feel like you did when you played Mario 64. And I think that's something that Sunshine lacked, that yeah, Galaxy brought back to the table. I mean, I remember, as far as parts of this game that were a lot of fun, I thought it was some of the best water level controls in a 3D game that I've ever experienced.
Sure, yeah, I'll agree
when
with
you
that.
When you were holding a Koopa shell.
Okay,
if
yeah,
you weren't,
yeah,
it was fucked.
I did like that.
And the B stuff was really cool.
The bosses were pretty weak.
The bosses are weak in like every 3D Mario game.
Although I had a surprising amount of trouble with the final Bowser fight. I might be the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there is a learning curve to it once you learn the proper techniques of jumping, but
yeah.
The proper way to press A.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still having trouble with the two-handed controller separately and
yeah, exactly. What about you, Tyler? How do you like the game?
I remember like just being like over the moon for it just right away. And I remember like just when you first saw it and you just started hearing information about it, like, coming off a Jungle Beat, I was like, this is the same guys, like, this is gonna be phenomenal. Like, you just knew it, and it had that weird, like sheen, like, oily sheen that, Jungle Beat had, and like, and then I remember, like, with the flowers, how you'd, like, how Mario would spin around the flowers, and that was just like in Jungle Beat, like, oh man, like, they just had me right away, like, and I remember, I was in Buffalo, and I think it wasn't during any sort of crazy time, like Black Friday or anything like that, but it was before Galaxy, and I pre-ordered Galaxy because in the States, you guys got the coin.
The coin, yeah.
The coin, I don't think we got it in Canada, but not only did I get a cool coin, and I was so nervous, I was like, I'm from Canada, can I get the coin? And they're like, it shouldn't be a problem, and I was like, all right, and they handed it over right away. Unlike most pre-order things when you get it, like, afterwards, but they gave it to me right away, and I was like, here's my phone number, I hope this works, and sure enough, Charles Martinet called me, and it was amazing.
Oh,
like, it
shit.
Was so weird.
I forgot about that.
And it was, like, so corny, and you're like, can I somehow, like, archive this for the rest? Can I, like, black box this for the rest of my life, and we'll never lose it, and we'll act like it's a personal phone call and not automated? But,
well, Tyler, here's what you do. Just go to E3 one year. He's usually just roaming around the Nintendo booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll, yeah,
true.
This is a personal recorder. But
you're
yeah,
like, can you record that message for me again? I lost it.
What I loved about, what I really, really, I won't let my allegiance show for Mario Galaxy 1 or 2 because I don't want to, but really, one thing that I loved about Galaxy that I think is a continuation from 64 was, like, the overworld. And I'm not sure if everyone's a fan, and I know it takes time to get from place to place.
I definitely am a fan.
I really like that. It's kind of like, it's this wide open space, and, you know, it takes time to get from where you want to go, and there's obstacles and stuff like that, but there's so much more, like, it just adds to everything, like, it just makes everything, it really does make it feel like it's this much larger adventure, and they can hide things, like Rosalina with her story, like, that was, like, kind of just, like, tucked away, it wasn't really anything that you had to deal with all the time, but
well,
if you wanted to
it was hidden in there, apparently Miyamoto didn't even really know about it.
Yeah, that was always really funny, but, yeah, it was really cool, and they had, like, one-ups scattered around, so, you know, before you could go into a world, like, if you knew that maybe it was giving you trouble, you could collect a few one-ups every now and then. And it had that weird aspect to, like, I don't know, I think I did it, like, once, and I was like, oh, I wish this was in a proper level, but, like, the whole thing where, like, you could, like, Mario would fly, like, free for all, like just fly around the whole weird galaxy.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and they had that secret where like you had the cannon that you could shoot to like the faraway worlds, and those were like to like, you know, like another small planet in that hub system, and that's where they had like really tough levels. Like that stuff was so cool. It was just like it was much more a continuation than where we are now, where it's along this direct path, and it looks like New Super Mario Bros. U is gonna it's kind of doing the 2D Mario thing of having a more open world, but it's still not. It's just. It's really great having that hub world system, and I hope it comes. It'd be cool to have it come back. I really like it.
That's the one thing that at first with Galaxy 2, when I heard them doing like the world map, I was like, "Sweet, that's gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to miss it at all." And as I was playing Galaxy 2, and I think in all honesty, part of the reason why I wasn't over the moon with it was that I really liked that hub world. I loved the hub world of the castle in Mario 64. I even liked the hub world in Sunshine, and I really liked the hub world in Galaxy. And in Galaxy 2, they still have that kind of on the little weird Mario spaceship thing.
Yeah.
But anything that you do on that just feels kind of dumb.
It's really just to, like, practice for, like, the main event. Like, they have the Yoshi egg, and you can kind of, like, dink around with it, but there's no real...
Yeah.
Nothing really hidden or interesting. Like, it's just kind of like, oh, here's little bits and pieces of what you're going to experience later.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, is there really any functional reason to have that overworld? I guess at the end of the day, not really. And you know what? Galaxy 2 streamlines the process. But it just makes it a lot more of a video game and less of an experience, if you will. And yeah. I might be overselling it, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah, it's just like, can I get up there? And that, you know, it's like really cool like how it kind of keeps building and worlds open and like they're higher up. So it's kind of like you have to traverse up there and it's like it just everything becomes grander. Like you understand that you are progressing because things are getting really wild and weird and you're going really far off. It's really interesting.
And then you get to go to the bedroom, and who knows what fun will await you there.
And it's not, you know, it's Rosalina, it's in space. It seems like everyone's memory is wiped at the end or something.
There's some trippy shit going on at Galaxy 1. And then Galaxy 2, they're just like, well, we're not going to get it past Miyamoto this time. So fuck it. I'm surprised 3D Land didn't have a secret story about, like, this is what they did to the raccoons.
Oh my god. So, there you go. I guess that's Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, do we have anything else we want to say about this game other than it's, like, the best Wii game on the fucking system?
Definitely is. I think it's the defining game of the Wii, I honestly do.
I agree. I mean, I don't really think
Wii Sports, maybe, but for gamers like us, it's Mario Galaxy.
I would say it's the defining game on the Wii if you throw motion controls out the window. Because really, the motion controls in this game are kind of superfluous. Like, you could totally make this game without motion controls, and you wouldn't really lose anything.
Nope.
But it's just a game that kind of showed off, like, you know what? This might be two GameCubes duct taped together, but look at what we can do with it. Because this is a game
when we really put effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, and it is a game where you look at it today, and it still looks beautiful. And this is, this is one of those games that you throw on that Dolphin emulator where you can see it in HD, and it's just fucking amazingly gorgeous.
Need one of those.
But anyway, yeah, Super Mario Galaxy, great, 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 great game.
Phenomenal.
Best game on the Wii, according to us.
And we're always right.
I mean, sometimes. I guess I'll give it a little plug because we just started on the forums when we record this. Yes, we are recording this the night before it goes live. But if you want to put in your own top 10 list in the forums and see what happens when the community puts their head together and tries to pick a top 10 first party and third party list, go jump in the forums and do that. You have until October 14th, or maybe later, but right now it's the 14th. It depends on how much of a response we get.
Indeed.
Super Mario Galaxy. Any final thoughts on Super Mario Galaxy and or the entire top 10 process?
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I think there are even more than those 20 that are worth
playing. I think there was a lot of great games. If for some reason you're just joining the Wii group of people, if you're not already an adopter of the Nintendo Wii,
hit us up on Twitter, because I got at least 5 to 10 more recommendations that I can throw your way.
Oh, yeah. It's easy. It's so, I don't know. It was hard for me to make my own personal top 10. And I gotta say, too, like, I just did some math, like, off of GameStop, and I'm not sure Zach wants to hear this, because I know he doesn't really like that place. So what do you call it, the black hole or something?
The black pit. The ninth circle.
But you can pick up like the entirety of our top 10 third-party list for like $140, which sounds like a lot, but you're getting the top 10 best games on the system. Like,
ironically, we talked about this on the House of the Overkill podcast.
Yeah, that's right. You just won't get the original box or the instruction manuals.
Oh, Zach, shut the hell up.
Go play Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
And the moral of the Super Mario Galaxy podcast is go play Skyward Sword, our number two game.
It is our number two, you're right. I should play that.
You should. And I want to go back and play Galaxy 1. So, screw you guys, I'm going to go do that. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.